Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Turn to Mueller to provide a building solution that is just right for you. Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures, protection for your vehicle, a new barn for your ranch, or even a place for your family to call home, at Mueller we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors. Or if you desire a building that meets certain requirements, Mueller can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that meets your exact specifications and provides superior quality and timeless value. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com for inspiration and to see the options that are available with our kit and custom buildings. Then give us a call at 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
A mix today for cattle futures with the live cattle finishing down a dollar in October at 109.95 as that contract winds down. And last week we had 108 cash trade, which was disappointing because we thought it might be 110. But the October live cattle here on the Tuesday down about a buck. December is only down 15 at 113.72. February 15 lower. April was kind of the bright spot of April 2020, up 17 at 121.10. And then feeders were anywhere from 20 to 70 cents higher here. With October closing 17 cents higher at 143.60, and that was the weakest. The strongest was January at 139.77, up 67. We have a cold storage report here, which showed frozen beef stocks of 464 million pounds. And then Friday after the close, we have the next cattle on feed report. The estimates coming out today. It looks like the on feed estimates are about 98.9% of last year, so 11.272 million head. Placements of 101.6 million head, so placements up from last year at 2.08, then marketed at 100.9% or 1.73 million head. So a little less on feed than last year, a little higher placements, a little higher marketed. And then hogs today finished down hard. December finished down about 250 at 65.30.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Corn and bean futures finished slightly higher with corn up about a penny. Beans also up a penny, while wheat was down about 4 to 6 cents. Early this morning, there was breaking news that the Chinese had a meeting with the major importers of soybeans, and they agreed to rumored to agree to about 10 million tons of tariff-free U.S. beans, and that really shot the market up. It went from up a couple to up about 11. But then at the open this morning, the market eased off here to only close up a penny there on the beans. So a little bit disappointing. Cotton futures today were up about 11 at 64.67. Still ongoing issues there. Yesterday's crop progress report for the corn and beans showed that we're still behind where we need to be. And with the more rain in the forecast, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to catch up all that much. Currently, the stock market's getting a little bit weaker here with the Dow down 33, S&P's down 8.5. Crude oil and natural gas are both slightly higher with crude oil up 90 cents and natural gas up about a penny. It seems like global markets are still trying to figure out what to do with this trade war, and that's going to continue to be a kind of a front-end story as we sort through that. There's been some positive comments both out of the U.S. and Chinese officials, so it looks like something could happen on November 16th or 17th down in Chile. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.